A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with Sam Thompson and his best... I love the way it's like, and his best friend. The podcast with Pete Wicks and his best ever pal... Brother in arms, blood brother. We had a blood pact recently, actually.
That's absolutely false.
Sam,
why do you start these things?
Robert De Courcy Thompson.
You done?
I am.
Excellent. As always, I will be swearing, so if you don't like it, go for yourself. I'm not drinking at the minute.
Well, ish.
I'm sort of not, well, not currently drinking, but, there are beers here and I may...
partake.
Depending on how much Sam annoys me.
Probably quite a lot, to be fair. Now, before we get started, you can catch us on YouTube every single Friday, as well as the audio record, which goes out every single Monday, and catch us on socials at Staying Relevant on TikTok and Instagram for all the clips. Now, we are joined by a guest today, and this guest... I had to pull in a favour, actually. I had to DM her. I really wanted her on. She said that she's not going to do any more podcasts.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really like having Love Islanders on. However, I've known Katie for a long time and I love her. And she also did TOWIE.
Yeah. Katie McDermott, everybody. Welcome to the pod. Can I just start by saying, Katie, I understand why you're saying, like, I don't want to do any more podcasts. We're going to get into that. Mm. So thank you for being here. We are your friends. We've known you for years anyway, and we get more listens than all the other ones you did anyway. So
when I got the DM, I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to do it. I was like, it's Sam's DMing me. I was like, I've got to do this podcast.
Here we go, baby.
All the other podcasts, literally, like, there's like seven. I've just cancelled them all.
Why have you cancelled them?
Because I... don't care enough about this situation anymore. Like, I don't. I've done 3 podcasts, including the Love Island one, and it just people think I'm talking too much. And I'm like, I just can't be bothered.
So, for the listener, just and Pete, because Pete doesn't watch Love Island, so we've got to walk him through it, right? Okay. But hold him by the hand. Katie's come out of Love Island. She did a really, really good job in there. You were there for a long time. You were the bombshell. And everyone does, like, the media rounds, don't they, when they come out of a show, Pete? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, everyone comes out and they do what, like, the... they do the official podcast and they go and do their own stuff. Katie's not really said much bad, but you've obviously received quite a bit of backlash from the islanders who are still in the island.
Mm.
Now they've come out.
Yeah.
I find that mental.
Do you know what it is? Everyone's like, Katie's talking too much. I'm like, but you're meant to talk on a podcast. I'm confused. Like,
yeah, it'd be a pretty dull podcast. Even if it fucking sounded
pretty
good,
dull.
It?
I think, I don't know why people are shocked, because even in the villa, like, I've known for just saying what I thought. Whether it's true or not, it's just my opinions. And I don't know why people are getting so, like, they're so shocked. I'm like, yeah. It's me.
Let's start at the beginning. You went back in Love Island, right? No one knew. I was absolutely shocked when you went back in. Pete was shocked as well, even though he's never watched it.
I was just saying, Katie's gone back in Love Island. Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ. We've known you for years. I always thought that if you went back in, you'd be amazing. Why is it that you went back in? What was, like, the thing you were like, yeah, go on then?
So I originally got asked last year to go back
in. Did you?
Yeah, instead of Adam Collard. But 2 days before, they called me up and said, we basically need a bombshell, like with how it's going. We need a boy one, not a girl. So I was like, oh, okay, like, cool. So I wasn't like massively shocked when they asked me again this year. And I, do you know what? A part of me was like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I was still 50-50 from the moment I walked into the villa.
Really?
I was like, what am I doing? But with me, I don't want to like, I don't want to be like in 10 years time, oh, I wish I'd done that.
Yeah.
I'd rather have been like, oh shit, I did that.
But yeah, but nothing wrong, mate. No regrets, you know?
And I'm 28 this year. I think this is kind of like my last time to do it. And I was quite honoured. They were like, when they called me back, like the big dogs of Love Island, they were like, we only want you. We don't want anyone else. Yeah. Like, you're the only girl we've asked from all the series. So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I just thought, why not?
But why the fuck did you do it?
You know what? Even to this day, I'm like, what? Like, I went into that villa still not sure if I wanted to do it. I only had 4-day notice from getting the call to walking back in the villa. So it was kind of like a whirlwind. If I had more to sit on it, maybe not.
No, but I think it was the right decision.
Why not?
Why not, mate? You got
why
to do
not?
Everyone would love to, I'd love to do the Love Island experience. Obviously, I've got a girlfriend. I wouldn't now. But like, it's like the biggest show in the UK.
Yeah, did Zara like her experience?
Zara's experience.
Zara didn't speak when she was on it.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Her experience is a lot different to yours. She she went in for, I think, a week and
I
got booted out. And then one of the producers on Love Island said, and we told this story when she came on the pod actually, they said that she didn't speak for the first like 12 hours.
Oh, bless.
And they were worried about her.
Oh, why bless she said anything.
So, obviously, when did you do it the first time? How long ago?
2016, so 7 years ago.
7 years ago. So that was when Love Island was good, wasn't it?
I work on it. Well,
that was the
great peak
days. Weren't you in like the fucking peak series?
Oh, yeah. Katie was in.
Smoke. It wasn't set up as much. You could literally do what you want
so,
for
yeah.
reason.
So has it changed your experience from the first time to this time?
Yeah.
For the better or for the worse based on being in there?
I didn't enjoy this season as much as season two.
Is that because of the people?
Because, it, like, for me...
Maybe, a little bit. Season two, like, I can't... the people in there. Like, even season... So I was coupled up with Scott, Liv and Alex Bowen.
Oh, yeah.
How amazing are they?
Yeah, yeah. So basically, yeah, they're like the icon people of Love Island. You've gone and done a proper one with people that are still very relevant, same as everyone knows who you are from series two, whereas this lot, no one will know who they are when the next series comes out. Why do you think you managed to stay relevant from series two to where we are now?
And this is why we wanted you on the pod as well, because you've done a stretch, mate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You've made
a career out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is difficult because it's so saturated now, reality TV. And the type of people that I think did Love Island when it began, like series one, series two, series three, all them sort of people. It was a brand new thing that no one really knew what the fuck was going on.
This is the nail on the head.
So they went in quite authentic, thinking, fuck me, we don't know what's going to happen. Whereas now, everyone's just coming out to try and get their boo-hoo and all that crap, and just trying to be an interesting person. Like, what's that fucking geezer?
Mitch, or Scott. So, it could have been Scott. I don't know, Mitch or Scott.
Who have obviously seen the show before and then decided that's the character.
Oh, no, Mitch said on the live the other day that he's never watched Love Island. I was like, Mitch, come on.
Someone from ITV who I know said that he'd flown out to do another series and then didn't actually go in.
That's true.
Has also applied to do something on Channel 4, Married at First Sight.
Shut up.
And he's basically just desperate to be on TV.
Yeah, and he applied for Big Brother.
I can see that, so bad. Do you know what?
I'm the liar.
This is the thing, and Pete, I think you'll probably agree, and Kate, I think you'll probably agree, and I think you even said it. I don't care.
No,
I'm not bothered.
I don't care.
Just, do you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, we're all trying to make our way and do our own thing. It's not a problem.
No.
Like,
so
if you just sat there and go, yeah, massive fan. Do you know who I loved last season? You won't know this, people. Last season on the winter one, there's a girl called Sammy, and she came in as a bombshell. And she, on her bombshell take, she went, I've loved Love Island for about 5 years. I can't believe I actually get to do the experience.
Yeah.
I thought that was so wholesome and lovely.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing is, when you do these sort of shows, and especially now, because it's so saturated reality TV and there's been a million shows, and like back when we all started doing reality TV, no one really knew what the fuck they were doing and that you could make a career out of it. Whereas now everyone just assumes that it's a career and that you can make something out of it and you can have a better way of life and you get to do some amazing things, which is so true. But it's not embarrassing to say that. Why would you not want to do that, to have that experience? We're all so blessed to do some of the shit that we do, but actually going, I came in here because I fucking love the show and I want to be on TV and I want to do that. Say that then. But to pretend that you don't and you just went for the experience.
See,
I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't really know what I was doing. Shut up, you fucking idiot.
He even said,
you know know what you're doing.
Especially with Mitch, he even told us all that he flew out for the winter one. He was out there for 2 weeks and they didn't want him, so they flew him back. Like, he even said that. So I don't get why, like, now he's denying it. But season two, the people were just so different. Like, we all went on there, thought we'd maybe get, like, some free clothes after.
Yeah, see, this is the thing.
But the fact that, like, that's why I don't care what people think about me. Like, I'm so humble, and the fact that I can still do what I can do 7 years on, like, I'm so grateful. And that's why I think people from series two and one and three do well still, because no one expected their life to change from it.
See, Katie, you're preaching to the choir. When I feel like when Made in Chelsea and when Love Island and TOWIE first started, I remember when I did Made in Chelsea, I was 20 years old. I'd just come from being a bartender, right? Mm-hmm. And my sister was already on it.
Didn't need to.
I loved Made in Chelsea then, by the way.
Mate.
Biggest super fan ever. That is my favourite reality show.
Same,
ever.
To be honest. I'm still Made watching it.
I love it.
I mean, it's really good.
I'm going to be honest with you. You're talking to like a fucking TOWIE veteran, and you were on TOWIE.
For like half a season.
I don't care if it was half a season, Katie. All right? Know where your fucking loyalties lie, girl. But...
Do you know what? I loved Howie as well, but Made in Chelsea, I'm sorry. Fucking They're life. Just a different type of
they
people.
They are different type. Do you know what, though? But back then... It was, you genuinely just thought you were going to get a job afterwards. You're like, oh, I'm in my early 20s. I'm going to go and enjoy myself for a little bit. Yeah. And then I'll go and think about life afterwards, mm-hmm. right? You didn't see like a career path.
No.
There were no doors open in front of you. There was no social media or anything like that. So I feel like when you first do things like Love Island, the people are so much authentic because you're like, I'm just going to be my unfiltered self because I know afterwards I'm just going to go and just like go back into what I used to do anyway. Yeah. And now what Pete said, so right. Okay, there's a guy called Scott, right? And I rate him for doing this, by the way, but Katie walks in. And he goes, it's Katie McDermott. It's Katie McDermott. And so he knew exactly who the fuck she was. Everyone knew who the fuck she was. And you know, there's always that one person who tries to be cool, being like, I don't know who that is. Mm. Not a clue. And it's like, of course you fucking do. Just own it.
But I think that's a problem, though, isn't it? Like with reality TV, is everyone wants to be the latest version of someone that's been before. Mm. So everyone wants to be the new Joey Essex, or everyone wants to be the new fucking Katie, or the new Megan McKenna, or the new Vicky Patterson, or all the old school people. They watch these kind of shows. See it and then think, well, if I do that, then I'll be as successful as that. And actually, what people don't do on reality TV now is just be themselves. And that's the only way that you're going to get any longevity is to be yourself regardless.
Yeah.
People either like it or they don't. It doesn't work out for some people and it works out for others. But by trying to be something you're not, that curtain's going to fall and people will eventually see that you're not the person you're trying to be.
That's why you've got to be humble and a nice person when you come out, because everyone's replaceable.
Let's just dive into it then quickly, because you came out and you did these podcasts. You did three podcasts. You said things which I think most people say, to be honest, on these kind of things. You said, you know, oh, I think that person's got a game plan. By the way, there's no problem having a fucking game plan. Like, I'd probably go in with a game plan. Why do you think there's so much annoyance or an anger about what you've, from the islanders that have come out from what you've said?
I think it's because with me, like, if someone asks me a question, by the way, I'm not just like randomly saying this. I think the people forgetting, like, I'm on a podcast, I'm getting asked the questions. Yeah. I'm not just speaking about these people. Like, these people aren't actually in my day-to-day life. I've got my friends, I've got my family, I've got my work life. So when I'm getting asked questions, just because it's my opinion doesn't mean it's right. Like, that's what I think. If I think someone's playing a game, then that's my opinion. It might be wrong, but like, that I always answer truthfully, and people are getting annoyed because I'm not sitting on the fence.
But I think that's probably, having been in the industry for quite a while, that's a fairly obvious thing. Like, we say things on this podcast. I don't know any of these people. Like, I've not met any of them. And I'm sure they're all really nice people. But from what I've seen, I can say if I think someone's a bit of a knobhead, and I'm sure that will change if I meet them.
Yeah.
But if someone says to me, why have you said that? I'll say, well, because I saw something and I thought you were a knobhead.
Yeah.
It's really quite simple. But also, when you do podcasts and you do things, if you just sit there and say everyone's lovely and sit on the fence, it's really quite boring. The whole point of being on TV and having a bit of a personality and charisma is that you say what you think and you say what you feel at the time.
Mm.
And that's why people do well. When people don't do that, they get forgotten.
Thing is, I've never said I don't like anyone either.
See, that's what I was going to say.
It's not personal, is it?
It's not personal. If someone says, oh, who was the messiest to live with? I said Scott, because he never made his bed and he was all this stuff. Like, it's nothing personal. Like, I don't not like anyone. I'm not saying this person's a horrible person. It's just I'm answering questions and that's my opinion. Lump it or leave it.
I heard that Scott clicked at producers. And he had a bit of an attitude in there.
Clicked at producers? What
yeah,
that mean?
Like... Clicked.
Clicked, yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
So him and Mehdi at lunchtime, the food wasn't the best, okay? It wasn't, but like we got fed and it was good. We had lunch and dinner made for us every day and it was fine. It done the job. He basically kicked off one day and Mehdi lost his shit at him and went like, pushed his plate and was like, this food is shit. Like, there's no protein. Like, where's the food? And Mehdi, like, lost his shit and said, you were so ungrateful. Like, it was a big, big argument. Yeah. He just basically, again, I like Scott, but he just had some bad manners. Yeah. And that's fact.
Whenever I do a show, I always get on better with the camera guys and the people that work behind the scenes than I do the fucking cast, because they're just themselves.
So did I. And I said this because when I was on season two, the runners and the cast
now they're
people,
producers.
They're now the execs.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why I got the phone call back, because I got on with everyone. I remembered all the runners' names. I follow them all. I gave them all the time of day. And like 7 years ago, the runners are now the execs. And I even said that to all the like the cast. I said to everyone in there, like, you need to be nice and remember everyone's name. Yeah. If you want to stay in this industry, you need to remember the runners' names. Yeah. The people at the bottom.
That's not even just an industry. I think that's
you
just
need
a
to be
life
nice.
Thing.
Yeah. That's
just,
what I mean.
Just be nice, isn't it?
He bantered a lot. He was like, I'm the nation's sweetheart.
Do you know? But do you
and
know?
I was like,
see,
oh, Scott.
See, that's the thing. That's where I sit there and go, mate, that's all well and good. But yeah. Can't come out now. And bearing in mind, like, you know, I did a bit of research before this, Pete, and I think he did like a thing being like, everyone's got my name in their mouth. Like, he's like calling him a fucking Gregor. He's like, get my name out your fucking mouth.
I don't watch Love Island. Obviously, I know you and I love you. There was an awful lot of headlines about things that you've said, but I then watched some of the clips and you've not actually really slagged anyone off.
What you've done
is just said what you think. And I think the problem is now, especially with the people that are on it now, or the people that have just start in this kind of industry, is that they don't understand that you have a roller coaster whenever you do this shit. People are going to slag you off left, right and centre. If they think they're going to be loved all the time by... When they get out and they get their Instagrams and they're going to start getting fucking horrendous DMs from people and people slagging them off and doing things wrong. But that's part and parcel of what it is, and you have to have quite a thick skin to do that. You've not actually slagged anyone off and you're getting an awful lot of shit.
I'm getting death threats.
But why... Moment. No, you're not.
Yeah.
But why?
To be fair, I've got a good following and a lot of people really nice and they back me. Like, anyone like with
it's
a brain
so
knows I'm not being
industry.
Mean. I'm getting told to have cancer, don't to come to Yorkshire because I'm going to get bottled. Yeah, I'm getting
who lives
so
in Yorkshire?
Much. Don't know, just randomers. Like, don't come
Scott.
To Yorkshire. I'm like, I'm not going to come to Yorkshire anyway.
Who lives in Yorkshire?
Oh,
maybe it's Mitch.
Mitch Sheffield.
Mitch,
yeah,
fucking,
I'm getting a lot, you know.
Molly's Doncaster, I know that.
It's ridiculous. And I'm like, if you actually watch the... Don't just read the headlines. Like, watch the podcast. Like, there's the Sun put a headline the other day. It said, Katie said Whitney and Lachlan aren't going to last because they're the new Amber and Greg, and they only lasted a week. And I went, I never said they're going to last a week. I said Amber and Greg only lasted a week. So they're twisting everything I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's the press, isn't it?
That's the press. And that's part and parcel. You, like, if you're going to have opinions, they're going to be twisted and they're going to be... But what people need to understand is that, like, it isn't ever personal.
Never.
And like, I say so many rogue things. Fuck me, we've got a whole vault on this.
We do, we actually have a vault.
But the point of that is, that's just my opinion. And like, if I met these people, they'd probably be really nice.
Yeah.
It changed my opinion. But when you watch something, you make an opinion based on what's edited, and that's what an audience does. So people that are sending you death threats and all that, they're just doing that based on the press and what's edited and all the rest of it. You actually live with these people. So if anyone is going to have a better opinion on what they are and who they are, it's going to be you, because you fucking know them.
Exactly.
So everyone worrying about, I can't believe they're saying this about this person, you fucking know them and live with them. Fucking Dave in Doncaster hasn't lived with the fucking prick for however long, so has got no right to say fuck all.
That's
do you know
what people keep saying? They keep saying that's not true, and I'm like, you weren't there, Dave from Doncaster.
You don't
weren't
know
there.
Man,
like,
you weren't there.
I'm a lot of things, but one thing I'm not is a liar. Like, I don't lie, and when people are saying like I'm lying, it's like, oh my god, roll the tape.
But I saw that Mitch thing, but he did like
a
live
conversation.
Yeah, he did a live with you.
I watched this.
Uzi.
I enjoyed that.
I couldn't believe.
Wait, what, live?
No, he did like a live with you. You were there. He and Uzi was with you in a car. And
no,
then
Leah.
Leah.
This was last night. So I said to Leah, because
this is last
by
night.
The way, can I talk about, like, I don't do lives. They're all doing lives, which is like cool stuff like that. And then we went to an event last night, me and Leah, and Leah went on the live, and I thought, oh my god, I'm not really going to get in it. Anyway, she adds Mitch to it, and I'm like, Leah, why are you trying to set me up? And then obviously, like, Mitch, like, started just saying, oh, you said this. I went, I was literally with you 3 days ago and you were like loving me, like all like being like my best mate. And then now
you're seeing the press and he's
apparently I'm the clout chaser. I'm like, make it make sense.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's mad.
That, first of all, awkward conversation, because I could see your face being
great
like,
to watch. Even I watched it.
Yeah, yeah. It was amazing. I've got to say, and I look at this, and this is just my opinion. This is, you know, I genuinely believe that a lot of these people, so you see Mitch, I loved Mitch in the Villa. Yeah. I think he was great. But you look at them on these lives and the hunger, you see the fucking, the desire in the eyes, it's so, he's like, I'm going to do my podcast. And they love chaos. So like, for example, Pete just sat there and went, oh, I loved watching it. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
What they don't understand is
It's
not real life. No. But what Mitch is doing there is he's pantomime playing up to it because he needs the views and he needs the people to like be like, oh my God, we love Mitch so he can hang around for a bit longer. The problem is that the detriment to people's mental health. And that's what I don't like. Because I feel like that, do your podcast and do your own thing.
Yeah.
But it's the, I'm going to say stuff and I'm going to go on the podcast.
Like, cool, bro. Show everyone was chatting shit and saying stuff all the time, like all the time about people, and people calling me two-faced. I was like, I'm a lot of things, but one thing I'm not is two-faced and a liar. But like when I come out the show and ask questions, everyone's mad. I'm like, you all chatted shit in the Villa, like you all chatted shit, and I'm just like asking questions.
I have
and
a
I'm
question
bad,
for
like.
You.
I think that's an experience though to do with not knowing how this whole thing works.
They're overexcited. That's what it is. They're overexcited.
Which is fucking great and fine. Their whole life is now going to change. Like ours did and which is fucking amazing. Yeah. You have some amazing experiences. So don't worry about all the little minor fucking crap. Not everyone is going to like you.
No.
Not everyone's going to get on with you. And some people are going to think you're a bit of a fucking knob. That's life. You can't then get the ump with every single person that goes, oh, well, he didn't make his bed.
I know, it's not that deep.
Like, it's not deep.
In a month's time, I'm not going to care about this and they shouldn't. So it's really not deep.
But is it because I'm seeing a lot of people who haven't done like so well who are the ones who are like, yeah, I'm going to dive on this.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're like, I'm not seeing Molly and Zach wade in on any of this kind of stuff. I'm not seeing Jess and Sammy weigh in on any of this stuff, unless I'm mistaken.
I think Zach was on a live last night and he was talking about me.
Jesus Christ.
But Mitch is stirring the pot. He went, apparently, Katie said, Zach, that you're shit at basketball as well, by the way, which I never said. And then he's just winding him up. He's a basketball player. Mitch is literally winding everyone up to be nasty about me. And I'm like, I've never even said that. Now it's actually been a bit like...
It's like playground shit.
Yeah. You know, Mitch is my age as well.
Is he?
They keep calling me the pensioner, but Mitch is 27.
Fuck me, if I went in there. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ.
He'd be fucking dust.
They call me retired in there. Bearing in mind, Mitch is my age. Uzi's older than me. Leah's my age. Someone in there was 30, that's Charlotte. And I'm like, why are you calling me like the old? Like, you're
that's
mad.
I've got a question for you. What do you think about Whitney saying stuff about you in that, and like a dinner, she had like a dinner thing and she's doing live and she was like, Katie, you're saying too much. Saying too much.
Whitney says too much. So that's a bit ironic. And I'm like, by the way, I actually love that girl. Like, she has so many great, she's a great, and actually, I see we're quite similar. That's why we clashed a little bit in the Villa.
Yeah.
Because we thought the same and we're quite strong opinioned and stuff. But I was like, how are you saying I'm talking too much? I was like, Whitney, you talk too much.
But you know what? I think it's because they're new. That's what I think. I think they're excited. They're coming out and they're getting loads of love, right? A lot of people getting love. But unfortunately, I feel like it's coming at the detriment of you, which sucks, because I think they're all seeing a bit of a wounded animal here. And they're like, I'm going to jump on this too because I want people to like me, which is a shame. And I was a little bit disappointed seeing
all
those
lives. Sorry, did you just describe Katie as a wounded animal?
That's how I feel.
Anyway, let's move on from the fucking shit. This time you coupled up with...
I had two couples. I was with Zach and then Uzi.
Bobby pin.
Oh my God, people keep calling me because I've got a little head. They're saying he's a bobby pin and I'm the bobby pin head because I've got a pee head. God.
You're getting hammered.
Katie's
getting fucking hammered.
But I want to say the love is outweighing the badness. Like, that I get so... People were so nice to me as well. But like, I actually laugh. I'm so like thick-skinned now. Like, obviously the death threats is a bit like much. Yeah. But like when people say about my appearance, I'm like, look at you, mate.
Yeah,
like,
well...
And also, you're beaut, Katie. You ain't got to worry about that.
You are still in contact with him then?
Yes.
So
we speak every day.
You speak every day. Do you wake up together?
Well, he lives in Scotland. I've seen him a few times since we've come out. I mean, I've only been out 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I've been on a podcast every day. I'm joking. So, you know what I mean? It's been...
Save the best till last.
No, honestly, I'm not doing any more. You're like...
We're the last one, baby. We're the only one you need.
I was like, I've got to come on this podcast. It's my fave.
So I've got a question then. This is like a lack of Love Island knowledge.
Yeah.
Were you sharing a bed with the guy?
Yeah.
Right. So when you come out and you both leave together, Do they book you in the same hotel room or do you have separate rooms?
So we had the holding villa. I got dumped with Josh and Amber as well. So it was four of us and we had to have like security runners and that in there. So it was kind of like, I felt like I was at school a bit. They said to have separate rooms, but obviously if you
choose to
go in at night into the, then you're an adult, you do what you want.
And when you come out, and you've obviously been with someone on TV like that, do you notice a difference in them as soon as you come out? When there's not a camera there and there's not all that stuff.
Does it get scary?
People around you. Yeah, because surely...
You don't even know their number.
Yeah, how weird, literally. Because he went on a flight... I went on a flight back home to London. Obviously, he went
and you're like,
Scotland.
So should we exchange
but
phone
we
numbers?
We still weren't allowed our phones until we landed in London. So I couldn't even like swap. So I had to write it on a piece of paper and give it to him.
That's quite cute and romantic.
Must be quite scary though, because you're like, God, I actually don't know this person.
Yeah. And I was asking him, I was like, are you like a slow texter? Are you a FaceTimer? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
and what is he?
A FaceTimer.
I'm a voice noter.
I fucking hate FaceTimers.
I don't like FaceTimers.
Do you like a voice note?
No, you fucking
love a voice note.
I like a voice note, but I'm not a FaceTimer.
No. I just, to be honest with you, I'm not really much of a texter either. I just, like, just message me when you want to see me and that'll do. I don't need good morning messages and all that. It's right on my phone.
I send Pete good morning messages. Oh,
I think that's really cute.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
Just really briefly before we end this, what is coming up for you? Because you started a podcast yourself, haven't you, with Joanna?
Do you know how hard it is to start a podcast now?
Yes, we do. I very much do know how
it's
hard it is.
It's fucking hard. Yes. It's not actually our podcast. It's JD Women's. We're just kind of the host. We turn up.
Yeah, nice. You guys are great together, though, to be fair.
Oh, do you know what? I've been around for, like, obviously 7 years, and she's the one girl I've met. I don't remember, I've met a lot of amazing people, but she's just such a good person. I love her.
Because you said this is sort of the last of your TV sort of done. You've sort of, you know, this is your last roll of the dice when it comes to TV stuff. And you're like, you know what? I'm closing the book on that. What's the next chapter?
Maybe not TV stuff, just maybe Love Island.
Love Island stuff. What's the next?
Like a dating show, like four times or something, you know, that's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Pete did Celeb Good Day four times.
I think I watched, like, most of them. Might be me with Love Island. I got asked to do the Love Island the games in September.
No, surely. You've had enough, Katie.
I've had enough. For the year. I was like, I'll leave that one.
So let's get back to this fucking geezer then. Do you think that you are going to be with him for the next year like you were, Scott, and then split up awkwardly? Or do you think you are just going to get rid of him soonish? Or do you think it's love? What's happening?
So it's still early days. Obviously, I was only coupled up with him in the villa for like a week or two, maybe. We've only been out 2 weeks. So like, we're still speaking every day. It's just like, I'm taking it really slow. Like my last experience, I moved in with Scott within a week. Mm. Moved my life to Manchester. I was 20. I was very like, but now I'm very like picky. Just like jumped in with
you
everything.
You said you fell in love with him really quick, didn't you?
Yeah, it was mental. And it probably, great guy, but we obviously weren't compatible. But now I'm like, obviously I'm getting older. I'm quite picky now. So I just want to like chill, take my time. I'm dating him.
The outside's so much different
literally
than the inside,
we're
right?
Dating, and he's such a nice guy. Like he's the he was the nicest person.
And
he's
a beautiful man.
Beautiful. Yeah.
His eyes, right? Your eyes. Your baby's eyes would be a joke.
You know what? Actually,
you've got great eyes, Pete.
Thank you.
Fucking all right. I've got blue eyes as well.
Yeah, you've got great eyes. You know, we've all got blue eyes.
No, don't pretend like you've been like me, you didn't notice mine.
He's sat right next to me.
Should I come close?
Your eyes are incredible as well, Sam.
Yours are really standard blue, though. There's different
levels. The fuck is that?
I'll be honest with you. There's levels to blue. Thank you. You know what they say. You know, deep eyes, that's where it's at. Yours are a bit soulless and a bit vacant. Do you know what I mean?
You've got dog's eyes.
There's not much...
You know when a dog's getting ready to die and it's sort of like mangy and it sort of limps?
Yeah. Listen, one thing that I have been blessed with is eyes. Other than that, I'm fucked. Yeah. So without that, I'd be fucked. So you're just going to date... Are you going to go up to Scotland?
Yeah, because I've never been to Edinburgh.
Oh, lovely. It's great. Lovely city.
I really want to go to Edinburgh.
Amazing. I know some good bars up there.
Georgie
Street, Prince's Street. There's some really good places. Nice. Yeah, so that's maybe we'll come.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Katie, we're actually about to go for lunch with you. Katie's accepted our lunch invite. I'd just
like to point out as well before we get onto this, Sam, every time we have a guest on, Sam invites them all out for lunch or drinks or something else. And in, what, I don't know, 35, 40 episodes of this show, no one's accepted.
You're the first one. Laura Woods. We got close to a game of darts with Laura Woods.
We got close to a game of darts with Laura Woods and it's never happened.
But it's so nice talking to people that I've known for so long and that actually, you know, get how it is and you're good people and stuff.
Do you know what? Well, good people. Don't know if Pete is a good
no,
person.
I've always loved Pete, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, fuck off.
I have.
Oh, you got to remember
as well.
I've
always loved Pete. I think he's great.
Me and Katie did TOWIE together as well.
I know, that was great.
Why do all the TOWIE people hate Pete?
And I, well, because I'm an arsehole. But
you just keep it real.
Katie had a lot of drama when you were on.
And, I get drama everywhere.
And yeah, there was a lot of drama when you came on, and I was Katie's number one supporter.
Yeah.
Well, that actually was your security,
you was.
I think.
That was actually nice.
But that's why we wanted you on this pod, because do you know what? And I obviously watch Love Island, I work on Love Island, so I've kind of got to be a bit neutral. I really do believe that it's, you know, from two people who've been there, we've seen it, we've done it, not very well, not very well, obviously, we failed. But, you know, I think it's nice to maybe speak to people who've been there and, you know, you're a lovely person, you've literally come out, you've done a few interviews, it's not that big a fucking deal. I just think it was nice to get people to say that because you deserve it.
Oh, Sam, that's really nice. Thank
that was
you.
Really nice.
That is actually very, very nice. I appreciate that.
And you know what? This comes out the day after reunion. So we're filming this on Friday. Reunion's coming out on Sunday. Katie's eyes have widened. You're obviously a bit nervous.
Oh my God.
Are you nervous for it?
I'm not nervous because I can hold myself, but I don't want people to put me in a light, which I'm not. Like, I'm not a nasty person and I don't want people to all gun for me. That's what I don't like. But, I won't want...
But this is the problem with this whole thing. That's why I think everyone, regardless, even people listening to this, need to just calm the fuck down, I think, on a lot of things, because we all say stuff and we all do things based on what your opinion is, but it's never personal.
Never.
Like, no one's actually a fucking terrible person where you genuinely hate them. You don't care enough to hate people.
Yeah.
It's just, that's my opinion, that's what it is, fucking get over it, and they will need to do that. And if they come for you, Katie, then don't you worry, I will get him to update me on the reunion, because I'm not watching that shit, but I'll get him to update me on it, and then I'll come for them all on the podcast the week
thank
after.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
And I'll be at the reunion pretending that
Sam's going to be there pretending that he hasn't slagged everyone off on today's episode.
Well, this is the thing. But do you know what's funny? My job is to have an opinion on the entire show.
Yeah.
So, like, it's you know, I'm done what you've done times 30, but you have to. You have to fucking give your opinion. Anyway, that's done. But, oh, actually, I had one question for you. If you were to call it, what do you think is going to happen on the reunion? What do you think people are going to say to you? Because this is obviously coming out after the day afterwards. So let's see if you're right.
I don't know. They're all saying, like, that they've got beef with me. I genuinely don't even know, because, like, I'm not even trying to play the victim. Like, I don't know. But I'll just say, I said what I said, move on.
I can't wait to watch this. I'm going to get a front row seat.
So last question, just so the series that you did, obviously Alex and Olivia, because I love them, they're very good friends of mine, had a baby. They're possibly the best couple, I would say, to come out of
they
Love
are
Island.
The best couple.
Other than...
Nathan and Cara as well.
Nathan and Cara and
Molly and Tommy.
Molly and Tommy. Who do you think is most likely out of the couples that are together to actually have that everlasting, real, genuine love?
Well, I hope they all get married.
Yeah,
and have
we
kids,
all hope
but
they do. But fuck them.
I know people are saying about Ty and Ella, but like, I'm like their biggest fans, Ty and Ella, and I've lived with them. Like, they're obsessed with each other.
So you think they're the most likely then potentially to have that genuine, lasting love?
Yeah.
Like, I tell you why that won't work.
But I don't.
It won't work because he's never had a girlfriend.
I don't think any
before.
Of them will get married and have kids.
He's never had a girlfriend before. He's like, they are infatuated with each other. They're actually my winners, to be fair. I shouldn't really be saying this.
Did they win?
No, they didn't. They came third. But yeah. I just think he's never had a relationship before. Kind of tough. Like, she's going to have to teach him. Like, she's going to have to teach him stuff. And also, if he flies off the handle, like, every time they had an argument, like, he doesn't compose himself very well. And, like, on the outside...
But it's the composure over there.
Yeah, that's terrible for me.
They're both
it?
Quite hot-headed, which nothing wrong with that, I am. It's just they need to, like, communicate
yeah,
well.
Yeah,
but
sometimes you need a bit of that fire.
100%.
Oh, they've got passion. This has been a really... It's been a different episode, I think, of Staying Relevant.
Why have you put the glasses on for the end?
Because I was getting ready
so
to go.
Weird.
This has been a different episode of Staying
Take
Relevant.
Take them off, it looks weird.
It's been an episode of introspection and reflection on something that I've really
you
enjoyed.
You swore a fucking dictionary on the way, or what?
Yeah, well, they're the only two words I had in my head. Katie, thank you so much for coming on. We really, really appreciate it. I imagine this probably is going to be your last podcast as well, so it's an honour to be your last, about the Love Island stuff anyway. And catch our podcast every Monday, wherever you get your podcast. You can watch them every Friday on YouTube, at Staying Relevant Podcast, and the socials, at Staying Relevant Podcast, as well on Instagram and TikTok. Anything else, B?
No, do you know what is weird? Is we used to split that last
and
the intro, we used to split it and do different bits.
You might as well just cross your face off.
But now Sam's just gone straight for it himself. So then he comes to me at the end with, he got anything to it, and all I can add is bye. Ta-da.
Ta-da. Like a magician. Ta-da.
No, it's ta-ta. It's not ta-da.
Insanity Group. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.